Luke chapter number 19. The title of my message is Zacchaeus Goes Through the Eye of the Needle. Zacchaeus Goes Through the Eye of the Needle. And like, really? Physically? No. No. But as a figure of speech with what the Bible has to say, and we'll be getting into that. And so Luke chapter number 19, we'll start reading in verse number 1 and reading on to verse number 10. Bible says in verse number 1, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich." He was rich. Being a tax collector, he was probably extremely rich. "And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you would help me in this hour, Lord. Just help me to be clear and to bring forth a message like you want me to, Lord. Just lead and direct me, my thoughts and my words, Lord. Guide my tongue, Lord. Get me out of the way, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you would bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. And so there's different things, different little things about this portion. Just about how this all went through. Zacchaeus was a little man. We understand that. There's a story of Charles Spurgeon of his training young preachers. He would train young preachers. He would have a pastor's college held every Friday p.m. And he would always just pick out a random young man and say, "Hey, I want you to preach, and go ahead and preach about this certain passage of the Bible." There was a certain young man that was a little bit short, and this was his first time. And he called upon him. He said, "I want you to get up and talk about Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, about Zacchaeus." He came up here. He was all nervous. He was just shivering and all that. And he goes, "Zacchaeus was small in stature. So am I. Zacchaeus climbed up a tree. So have I. Zacchaeus went back down. So will I." And he got off the platform and went back to his seat. And I can kind of relate to him. I kind of can relate to with him. But yeah, Zacchaeus was a small man, but he was a rich man as well. He was a tax collector, chief. The Bible says in verse number 2, chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Where has he heard of Jesus? Being such a rich man and probably living a life for himself all this time, was there probably somebody like Matthew or somebody who talked to him about this Jesus? Somebody must have talked to him about this Jesus who is coming through Jericho, and he's going to make his way through there. And then Zacchaeus was curious. "I want to see him." And somehow he probably looked at these different people and saw that there's something that they have that he wants too. And so he went and he, you know, he was amongst a crowd, a lot of people, and being a little man, he could not see very far, and he was hid. And then that's where he decided he's going to climb up a tree. He climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus as he passed that way. That took a lot of effort for that little man. That took a lot of effort. Would we go through that effort or not? You know, so many people just want to go on and live their lives, and they don't really think that they got time for the most important thing, which is Jesus. They don't think they have time. They don't know that if they took time with him and for him, that everything else would fall into place that might not seem like it's fallen into place at all. So in chapter number 18, Luke chapter number 18 and verse number 17, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein." And, you know, Zacchaeus was small in stature, but that doesn't mean that if we grow to be tall, that we cannot enter into heaven. It means that's talking about we need to be humble. We need to become as a little child and realize our need for him. We need to realize our need for the Savior, because of our own, we are of little value, no value. We are of absolutely no value. So Zacchaeus took that upon himself to get up there on the sycamore tree to get a view of Jesus. So he ran before and climbed up in the tree, in the sycamore tree, to see him. And when Jesus, verse 5, when Jesus was came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, he didn't say, "Hey, sir, what's your name? I'm Jesus. Who are you?" Zacchaeus, that was the first time that Zacchaeus saw him. And Zacchaeus, up in the tree, got noticed. It reminds me of a squirrel hunter. You know, he looks up in the trees. Jesus was a hunter, and he still is. He hunts for souls wherever we are. And so he looks up in the tree and he calls him by name, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. For today I must abide at thy house." We need to come humbly, realizing that we are absolutely helpless of our own. And point number one, come as you are. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Now, I don't know, maybe after he got saved and all that, he still did his job that he used to do anyway. But he did it. He did his job more honestly, I believe. He did his job more honestly, and he was the chief of the publicans. And you know, from what I get, there was different tax collectors, but from what I understand, he was the chief of all them. So he was up there in ranks. He had come to see Jesus as he was. Chapter number 19, verse number 10. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to seek. See, he didn't only go through there and sought out Zacchaeus. He also saved him. And you know, people might be thinking, I believe we'll see Zacchaeus in heaven. But some people might be surprised. "Zacchaeus, what are you doing here?" Like, I mean, that's probably the case with some of us now. You know, we go here and there, and we don't think that guy is much of a Christian. Well, sometimes, and unfortunately, sometimes somebody gets truly saved and backslides and goes and serves other gods, or, well, serves his own wants and stuff, you know, which is can be other gods. But so Then I, you know, you also want to be careful with that, because if a person can just go out and just turn his back, my question is, was he really saved, truly saved in the first place? Because a person can say the words all he wants to. And that is not for us to doubt our salvation. That is for us to check our salvation. Because a person can say those words all he wants to, but if it's not meant in the heart, it's of no value. Amen. So Zacchaeus was saved that day, because the Bible says later, later on, we'll get to this, where he says that salvation has come to his house. So point number two, don't stay as you are. Notice in verse 8 what Zacchaeus said. In verse number 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto him, Lord, behold, Lord, and I'm sorry, and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. That shows to me like he was convicted, and he was, you know, wanting to make sure that he does things right. And right there, somebody that believes in works-based salvation could say, well, yeah, see, he did this. He did something to get saved. No, he accepted Jesus to get saved. But outside of that, he chose to live an honest living like we all should. So Jesus wants to save us, and he will if we ask him to, but he also wants to change us. He will save us. You know, there was not too long ago, I preached a message, Power of Prayer Through Faith. I believe it was that message, that is an answer that will get answered, not with a no, but it will get answered with a yes, and it will be answered immediately. So Jesus wants to save us, but we need to ask him. Matthew 1, verse number 21. Let's turn there. Matthew 1, verse number 21. If I can find it here. Jesus is talking here to Mary, the mother. I mean, not God is talking to Mary, the mother of Jesus, before Jesus was born. So Matthew chapter number 1, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, or he was talking to Joseph, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's why he is named Jesus, because he will, the Bible says, for he shall save his people from sins. Now, I want you to notice there, so when God was talking to Joseph, he told him to name him Jesus. I have it down wrong. I have it down as talking to Mary, he told her to, but in that passage there, he was talking to Joseph. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. And one thing that I want you to notice is where it says his people, for he shall save his people from their sins. Once we're his people, then he can save us from our sins. You know, once we get saved, then he'll forgive us of our sins. He'll wash it with the blood. His people. He will save his people from their sins. So let's turn to 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. We're doing some turning here, I guess. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9. Chapter number 3, 2 Peter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, that's God's will, is that none should perish. But he also created us with a free will, where we need to make that choice to accept Jesus as our Savior so that we don't perish. He's not going to force us into heaven. He wants us to go to heaven. So therefore, the moment that we ask him to come into our heart, he immediately comes into our heart and we are immediately saved. Then we get baptized. Some people will say, well, I got baptized. I'm saved because I got baptized. That's not a part of the saving. That is the first step of obedience. And I know Pastor has expounded on that quite a bit already. And that's what it is. You know, it's a first step of obedience after baptism. Pastor was talking to me one time about this one man that realized that he was not saved. He thought he was, but then he realized that he is not truly saved. So he got saved. Then he asked Pastor, he said, do I need to get baptized again? My pastor's answer was no. You need to get baptized not again. The first time you just got wet. And that's the case. If you're not truly saved, you're just getting wet. You're not getting baptized. Baptism only works truly after you've been saved. And what about the thief on the cross? On the one side of him where he got saved. He never had a chance to get baptized. So we know that, you know, even though that's the case, there was a guy that told me that it was as though he got baptized. Well, I don't believe I believe that is to go to show that the baptism is the first step of obedience and not a part of salvation, because the thief on the cross did not have time to get baptized. So, but that doesn't mean that we can get saved and we don't have to get baptized. We don't need to worry about that if you're afraid of water. There's also a time that we need to lay our own wants and wishes down and do what needs to be done. And break the ice a little bit. Ooh, that sounds like an ice baptism. So, God doesn't want anyone to perish. It's up to us and it's our choice. So, in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, verse 15. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, the last part. So let's just read the whole verse. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So here we see that Paul was talking to Timothy, and that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. You know, Paul had quite a lot of bad stuff going on. He was into some bad things before he got saved. But then once he got saved, he got just as excited and just as determined of serving the Lord and doing the right thing as what he was to do the wrong thing before he got saved. In this same chapter, in verse number 2, Paul calls Timothy my own son in the faith. So you see, he says unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. It leads me to wonder if he might have led Timothy to the Lord. So it could look like Paul might have led Timothy to the Lord because my own son in the faith. I'm not sure what he meant there, but it could easily be that he led him to the Lord. So verse number 3, point number 3, Zacchaeus used effort to see Jesus. Zacchaeus went out of his comfort zone. He could have stayed away. He could have tried to hide, as little as he was. He could have tried to hide, but he didn't. See, he wanted to see Jesus. Jesus said in verse number 9, this day is salvation. Luke chapter 19 again, verse number 9. He said, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Salvation came to Zacchaeus' house. Why? Because Zacchaeus received Jesus in his heart. Zacchaeus wanted Jesus. Zacchaeus invited Jesus into his heart. I mean, he wanted to come in and see him. That's why he climbed up in the sycamore tree. And as rich as he was, he could have said, too bad. I'm going somewhere else. I'm going on back to where I'm used to making my living. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. And he could have just stayed away and just decided to just go on. But you know, there's something that needs to happen in each person's heart for us to be willing to realize that we are a sinner, to humble ourselves, and then to come to Jesus and ask him to save us. He could have stayed away. He could have tried to hide, but he didn't. Jesus said in verse number 9, this day is salvation come to this house. And I think that's what Jesus wants to do is, I know that's what he wants to do is bring salvation to our house, our heart. In Matthew 19, verse 24, let's turn there. Matthew 19, verse 24. Matthew 19, verse number 24, Jesus said, and again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Let's go back to verse number 16 of that same chapter. Matthew 19, verse number 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. See, Jesus was all man. Jesus was all God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. This was a rich young man. This was a rich young ruler. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? This man, it was a total different outcome with this man than it was for Zacchaeus. Did Jesus make a mistake with this man? Absolutely not. There again, it's the choice of each person. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He had great possessions. So then on down to verse number 25. Okay, so let's go on and read. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier. That's where verse number 24 comes in. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And then it goes on to say, verse number 25, when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. See, even though it is easier for a rich man to go through the eye of the needle, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to be saved. Some rich men can get saved, though, if they humble themselves, because we see the story of Zacchaeus there. Let's go to Mark chapter number 10, verse 25. Mark chapter number 10, verse 25. Here again, it says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And then Luke 18, verse 25. Luke number 18, verse 25. This is a lot of turning. You don't have to turn there if you can or whatever. But verse number 25 here in Luke chapter number 18, verse 25, it says again, for it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Three different times in the Bible, Jesus has said this to people. It talks about it being easier, but then this rich man got saved, Zacchaeus. So how did Zacchaeus get saved? You see, in Matthew 19, verse number 26, Jesus said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. That's how he got saved, is because it is possible with God and with Zacchaeus humbling himself. Point number four, the great relationship. In Luke chapter 19, verse 5, Luke chapter 19, verse 5, it says, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. We see where Jesus said to Zacchaeus that he will abide at his house. Now, today, normally we wouldn't invite ourselves to somebody else's house. We wouldn't, I wouldn't go to somebody and say, hey, Brother Snyder, I wouldn't go to him and say, Brother Snyder, we're coming to your house today for lunch. And, I expect that we would be blessed with some good cooking though. But, we wouldn't normally do that. But see, Jesus did not invite himself over to his house in that way. He had interest in serving Zacchaeus rather than being served. When we get invited to somebody else's house, what happens? We get served. But Jesus wanted to serve Zacchaeus. And so I'm glad that Jesus did this, because it goes to show how much he wants to be with us. It goes to show how much he wants to be with us. See, Jesus is not going to halt and just, take his time. He's not going to procrastinate when it comes to coming into somebody's heart when somebody asks him into their heart. He's not going to procrastinate. Absolutely not. So in the conclusion of the message, let's look at this from a different perspective. Zacchaeus was of small stature. He was short. That's why he had to climb the tree in order to see Jesus. So, we sometimes feel small. We might feel even sometimes like we're useless, little to no value. Now, we are of no value to God before we're saved. Little to no, but as we go on, sometimes, like Pastor already said, there's days that you really don't feel like a Christian. That's not for an excuse to make bad choices, but that's just the way it is in life. There are those days that you just feel discouraged. Nothing is going right. and all that. But you know, as little in stature as what we may feel like that we are when we go through those times, inwardly, the way we feel, Jesus still wants to be with us. He desires to be with us. And you know, Jesus was going through Jericho when this all happened with Zacchaeus up in the tree. Jesus was going through Jericho. He could have said, hey, get out of my way, people. I got a place to go. But it was all time. It was all time right. God wanted all this. This was all supposed to be. And Jesus, I almost feel like Jesus, you know, God would talk to Jesus and tell him what he's going to encounter. I mean, he had to, because he had to know all of that, because he was all God and all man. Now, how do you explain that? Do you understand all that? No, I don't understand it, but I believe it by faith. Jesus, so there's three beings of God. It is God the Father, who is on the throne in heaven. God the Son, who came down to die for us and rose again and went to heaven and still wants to save souls. God the Son, who met Zacchaeus that day. God the Son, who went through all that agony to save us from our sins. And then there's God the Holy Spirit, who lives and indwells within us, directing us in our paths, telling us what we ought to do and not to do, directing us. We might think, what good could come of my life? What value do I even have? Am I even effective? I mean, sometimes, you know, like you go out and give somebody a tract and they kind of, let's say they sneer at you or whatever. They kind of, you know, give you that look. Huh, man, you know, could take that personal. But you know what? We're doing this for God. God didn't say it's going to be easy. God told us to do that. God told us to spread the gospel and to talk about him. Amen. So am I even effective? And then therefore we feel inwardly like, probably like Zacchaeus felt. But let's not forget to get up in that sycamore tree to see Jesus. We need to remember that Jesus wants to rescue everyone. Jesus wants to rescue everyone. I mean, all the time we have people coming into these doors who don't look very churchy. Well, guess what? Pastor's mom and dad didn't look very churchy whenever they went to church the first time. And my pastor was only 5 years old when that happened. He didn't look very churchy. That's why we need to come as we are. And then when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and then we can grow. Then we can grow. And, you know, it's same as going to a hospital while we're all healthy and got nothing wrong with us. You know, obviously we wouldn't go to the hospital unless we need to get checked up or whatever. But the thing of it is, if somebody would say, well, I'm sick, I don't want to go to the hospital till after I'm all good, you know, all healthy and stuff like that. Well, that would not be the right way to look at it. Well, same with church. You don't need to wait to come to church until everything's in place. You know, you don't need to come to Jesus and to get saved. You don't need to wait until everything is in place, because you need to come as you are. He will receive you as you are, and you need to repent, and he will forgive you and wash your sins away. And then the growing process starts. We'll still mess up. We'll still have times where we mess up, partly because we're a human being, but also because we're trying to overcome some things that we were addicted to, or whatever might be the case. So Zacchaeus, he made the choice different from the choice that the rich young ruler made. They both had the same chance. They both had the same opportunity. They both had the same opportunity, but they did two different things with it. Two different things. It's up to us. We cannot shove salvation down somebody's throat, because Jesus is not going to do that. Jesus said, whoever, that means all of us. If we make the choice to accept him as our Savior, then he will save us. He promised us that. So, yeah, that concludes the message. And so let's be the Zacchaeus and not the rich young ruler. So there we see that that the camel, so to speak, went through the eye of the needle. Zacchaeus goes through the eye of the needle. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for this hour, Lord. We just, Lord, we pray that you would dismiss us now with your blessing from this service, Lord. Just bless the service to come, Lord. Be with the preaching and the singing and just everything that goes on. And the next service, Lord, just be with Brother Nichols, I believe, is going to be preaching. Just be with him and help him as he speaks, Lord. I just pray for all the ongoing services out there. Lord, I want to pray that if there's anybody that's not saved, Lord, that they would get that settled today, Lord. And Lord, I also pray for Pastor as he's out, Lord, just bring him back to us safely. Lord, bless him as he is out and preaching in other churches and other conferences, Lord. Lord, thank you for him. We just, Lord, thank you for salvation. Thank you for examples like of Zacchaeus in the Bible. Lord, we just pray that you would help us in our everyday life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.